voters rejected two transportation funding measures last November aimed at fixing a long list of projects around the state, including Highway 9 between Silverthorne and Kremling, which can be hard to navigate in the winter.
That whole Highway 9, when it gets the wind blowing and you can't see, and as you know, there's nowhere to go. There's no shoulders.
That's State Transportation Commissioner Kathy Cannell describing what it can be like to make the drive from Steamboat Springs to Denver.
So I've had a couple of those that's just like, you know, is somebody going
to
kill me?
After the election, some are looking to the state legislature for a path forward. But so far, the issue appears to be stuck in park. When Governor Jared Polis delivered his first State of the State address in January, he said the word transportation just two times. And when he did talk about funding, he didn't get into specifics.
We need to come together around a bipartisan funding mechanism to meet our current and future transportation needs that the voters of this state will accept and will continue to help our economy grow and Colorado to prosper.
A few days before his speech, two Republican senators filed a bill to increase the state's funding for roads and bridges by $190 million. But the bill still hasn't been scheduled for a first hearing in the Democratic-controlled legislature.
The only thing I can think of is the Democrats don't have a plan.
John Cook of Greeley is sponsoring the proposal.
I think they're holding on to it until, forever. It's got to get a hearing.
And when the state's new transportation director, Shoshana Liu, met with a group of senators at her confirmation hearing in January, the meeting was light on policy discussion. Liu talked in broad terms about the challenges facing the state.
Right now, we're in the midst of a particularly dynamic moment for infrastructure and transportation. With forces like population growth and movement, technology and expanding mobility options, and climate change placing rapidly evolving pressures on the systems that connect people and economies.
Liu has inherited a department that wants to construct billions of dollars of projects that it doesn't nearly have enough money for. Democrats say they are working behind the scenes on funding proposals, but again, there's few details. Lois Cort holds a leadership position in the Senate.
There are sure to be bills coming through that will try to address some of the transportation needs in this state. All of them know we need more revenue to accomplish everything that needs to be done. $9 billion is not going to be found in sofa cushion change.
The Denver Post has reported that some leaders are considering a proposal that would allow the state to hold on to more tax revenue that would otherwise be refunded to taxpayers. But as the legislative session heads closer to its conclusion, Transportation Commissioner Kathy Cannell is getting worried.
There's movement, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of priority.
So she's trying to think of ways to bring the issue back to the forefront, like getting Governor Polis to do a ride-along on I-70 during a busy ski weekend.
How do we get our new governor to see transportation as a top priority? As you know, he's so interested in childhood education that's kind of the forefront. So it's a matter of education and time.
If Governor Polis walked in here right now and you had 10 minutes with them, I mean, what would you as a transportation commissioner?
You know, we see our highways as really having problems compared to our neighboring states. We watch Utah kicking our butt as far as transportation, moving people, et cetera. We see Wyoming, we see our roads hitting them. I mean, there's such a difference when you leave Colorado and go to Utah, for example, and Wyoming. And I just need to understand what he thinks.
The state's Contractors Association is also trying to jumpstart the process. They're pushing a social media campaign telling lawmakers to come up with a transportation funding plan. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.